Raiders Monday coming off a win. Thrilled to talk to the quarterback of the Silver and Black, Derek Carr. And Derek, congratulations on the win. But as you said in the post game yesterday, it really wasn't up to your standard. Now that you've slept on it, go back to the game and how you're feeling today.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely feel good. You know, it's always, you know, not as good as you think, not as bad as you think when you turn the film on, you know, but I still just expect so much out of our offense. You know, I've seen us play at such a high level, you know, and even on the days where we play at a high level, I think there's more that we can do. So I think that the fact that we have that mindset, that's the culture that we've built, is a good thing. And I think that we're heading the right direction.
I thought that Latavius touchdown early, running hard, not touched, heading into the end zone, the emotion that he showed getting in there. You're an emotional guy. How important is it to get Latavius going early in every game, especially with the score, because you got other great young running backs behind him? To get everyone going has got to be a goal in all these games.
Oh, yeah. We want everybody to get their touches. We want everybody to feel good. You know, we want everyone out there making plays, you know, and helping our team win, you know, and that's what it's about is, you know, how do we get everybody going, feeling good, and how do we win? And I thought that Latavius, you know, made an amazing move in the hole and used, obviously, the speed that he has to break it away and, you know, score for us. And you're right, he's a very emotional guy when he plays out there, and it's fun to see.
Derek Carr joins us on 95.7 The Game. You guys were shut out in the second half. What do you attribute that to? That's a stout defense up front, and the ability to move the chains is something that you're really good at. Was that just a good defense, Dick LeBeau, and how you guys struggled in the second half, even though you won the game?
Yeah, yeah. You got to give credit to Coach LeBeau and that defense. They are really good, salty defense. You know, I think that before we played them, they had only given up one touchdown on the whole year, and that's unheard of in the NFL today. So you have to give them credit. You know, they're a defense to watch for the rest of the season because, especially with Coach LeBeau, he brings blitzes you've never seen him bring before. He brings the whole kitchen sink at you, you know, and you got to be ready for it, you know, for 60 minutes. And it's always fun. I love stuff like that. I love the competitiveness. I love, you know, when he makes it difficult like that. And, you know, I think in the second half, we just hurt ourselves with the sloppiness. I think I hit on that, you know, after the game yesterday. Mm-hmm. That we were sloppy with penalties, and we kept hurting ourselves and pushing us back. And, you know, when we don't hurt ourselves, we move the ball pretty well, so we got to do a better job of that.
Michael Crabtree, 8 receptions, 102 yards. You're really locked in with him. Talk about what you guys did in the offseason through Napa to be ready, because he wants the ball. The helmet's flying off, yards after catch. It really seems like you and him are on the same page.
Yeah, Crab is playing, you know, at a very high level. And, you know, he's a first-round pick, you know, and we see it, you know, and I love that I still, you know, he's a young guy too, so I'm gonna have him for a while. You know, it's nice, you know, to be able to have that, that bond that we've, you know, created, all the work that we've put in. We spent a lot of work, you know, especially when, you know, offensive, defensive, you know, periods during practice, you know, when the special teams is up, he's over there with me, Coop's over there with me, and we're working on stuff then. Same thing with Latavius, you know, those are guys. They're just hungry. You know, they're not on special teams. They want to come over and get more work in, and it's, you know, it's paying off.
And Derek, these are emotional games for the fans. I can imagine what it's like for you. The 2-point conversion at New Orleans, the tough loss, the home opener against Atlanta, and then you find a way to win this game late. What is that emotion like for you? Because it's not a roller coaster. It's winning 2 out of the first 3 games, but very demanding because these games are tight. They're coming down to the wire, and I know the execution is going to get better in weeks to come.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I guess we're just trying to give everybody their money's worth, you know, right now. It's a good drama series we got going on right now, man. And I'm glad that we're on the winning side of it so far. But, you know, I said, we didn't play our best, but we won. You know, that's all that matters in this league. You know, there's games, you know, every single week where, you know, one side of the ball doesn't play well at all, but you win. And it doesn't matter. You go on to the next one, you fix the mistakes, and you correct them, and you just try and play better the next time. You know, that's what it's all about, man. It's coming together as a whole unit, you know, special teams, offense, defense, going out there, giving it everything you got, and getting back on the plane ride or driving to your home with a win. You know, that's what it's all about.
We're wrapping it up with Derek Carr. Now for Baltimore, you know that that's been a well-coached team for a long time. Joe Flacco had one of the greatest postseason runs ever. I compare it to Montana when they won their Super Bowl. And clearly with Suggs and that salty defense that can get after you, talk about the concerns as you begin the prep for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, very, very salty defense. You know, they got, you know, great front, a tremendous amount of respect I have for that defense. You know, I remember playing against them last year. You know, very tough to play against. You know, they're very physical, you know, very, very exotic. You know, they try and make you think one thing here over here and bring it from another. And then they'll show you the same look and bring it right there. So, you know, it's very, very tough to deal with. You know, but we just got to stay true to our rules, and I love it. You know, I can't wait to play them. I'm looking forward to competing against them.
How'd the Raider Nation show up in Nashville when you turned around after the game? You look up into the crowd. Isn't it amazing how many of them can get to all these cities when you're on the road?
It's unbelievable how every single time we play on the road, it feels like a home game. It's unreal that we absolutely have the best fans, you know, in any sport, you know, at any level. You know, it's hands down, it's the greatest, man. You know, Raider Nation is the best. You know, and like we always say, you know, everyone wants to put nation on something, but we all know that where it started, we all know that there's only one nation, and that's Raider Nation.
There's only one nation, the Raider Nation. Derek, thanks for the time. Again, congratulations. We'll do it again next week. Keep winning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, there he is, Derek Carr, quarterback of the Silver and Black.